The M8 is just a ways away from where we just were, which is the M28 globular cluster. Basically, last time we started at Cos Borealis in Sagittarius and moved west and just slightly north. To get to M8, we moved a little more west, probably about five times the distance, and went south just a little bit. That brought us right into M8. Now, M8 in this scope obviously is not going to be this beautifully huge picture, but it is very interesting. There is a central cluster where I can make out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, maybe 14 or 15 stars. In that center cluster, with a little bit of averted vision or a little bit of imagination, whichever, you can see a little bit of nebulosity. It could just be, like I said, imagination. But what's interesting is, just off to the side of that main cluster are two stars that are quite a bit brighter than anything in the main cluster. And just off to the side of those two stars is some very obvious nebulosity. It's actually quite beautiful. And aside from that, you've got a couple of the little groupings, three stars up top above the two stars with nebulosity, one star over to the right of the main cluster, another fairly bright star down underneath that one. If you take the main cluster, go to the left, you see the two stars with nebulosity. Keep going a little further, you see two more stars kind of almost pointing into the main cluster, but not quite. And if you look really close, you notice a couple of things. There appears to be a little bit of nebulosity around those two, but you'll also notice that the furthest star away is actually a double, and that splits quite nicely. Even with a 24 millimeter, you can see it. It's just it'd be a little bit better with a 13, but I'm not sure that you could resolve the nebulosity quite as nice with that much magnification, so I'm going to stick with the 24.